72. Japanese philologist Haruhiko Kindaichi recalled his first love in a book. It was in early summer when he had just entered Urawa High School under the old education system. One day, when he returned to his home in Tokyo from the boarding school, he was greeted by a charming young girl on a neighborhood road. "Is this when you say you're walking on air?" Kindaichi wrote in Keyaki Yokocho no Junin, the Zelkova Alley resident, published by Tokyo Shoseki. He wrote a love letter and dropped it in the mailbox of the girl's home. After some time, he received an answer. It said, "My daughter is still a first-year student in a girls' school. She is in no position to send you a reply. You have entered a brilliant school and have a bright future. Stay focused on your studies and forget all else for a while. Life is short and..." Several years later, Kindaichi was conscripted. Upon his departure, he saw the girl's face among the crowd sending him off. It was a little more than 30 years later that Kindaichi exchanged words with the girl for the first time. "That day, without giving any reason, my father said..." Her father had said, "Make sure you are there to send him off on his way to the front today." When Kindaichi was told this, the girl was already affectionately known as the Uta no Obasan, the singing lady, a singer of children's songs. "The other day, I came across an obituary of Aiko Anzai, who died at the age of 100, which prompted me to reread the story of Kindaichi's unrequited love, solemn yet tender-hearted. In those days, there were respectable fathers like hers."